The South is recovering from a wave of severe weather that moved through the region this week. First, there were tornadoes that cut a deadly path through eight states, then torrential rains that caused flash flooding along the Gulf Coast. NPR's Debbie Elliott was among those stranded by high water. She joins us now from her home in Orange Beach, Alabama. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
So stranded there, Debbie. You're not the only one, though, stranded. Describe the situation along the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, it's been a real mess. Water is starting to recede slowly now, so we're starting to see some things clearing. But much of yesterday, you know, big sections of the Alabama coast and the Florida Panhandle were underwater. Rescue crews were having to use boats and RVs and Humvees, not RVs, but Humvees, to get to people who were on their rooftops or they'd crawled into their attics because the water was rising so fast. In Pensacola, there was a section of the scenic highway there. It's up on high bluffs over the bay, and it just started to cave in. You can see where a huge chunk of the road just fell off and cars and trucks going with it. We know that at least one person was killed on a flooded roadway, others stranded. And there's word this morning from the county jail there in the Pensacola area that it flooded. And late last night, there was a gas explosion there. Two inmates are reported dead, dozens injured. It's been evacuated. So the big picture here is that there is a lot of water. There are a lot of issues. Homes are flooded out. Entire neighborhoods are not navigable right now. Here in my neighborhood at one point yesterday, you really couldn't tell where the water ended and the road began. Everything was just one big waterway.
Well, talk to us about the scene there where you are in Orange Beach.
You know, my street was only accessible by kayak or canoe for much of the day, and that's how neighbors went out checking on one another. People would row by and say, are you okay? Do you need anything? This is a low-lying area. Most of the homes are up on pilings. So while we were wet and we were stranded, we were lucky our homes were intact. There are people who've lost everything from the floods and the tornadoes. But I took a kayak trip at one point yesterday just to survey the damage, and I recorded a little part of it. Water coming up nearly to the bottoms of mailboxes. A lot of trash cans, propane tanks, spare lumber, those kinds of things that you might typically keep in a garage floating out in the street.
So, Debbie, what? There you are near the coast. Is it rare that you get that kind of flooding?
It really isn't a thunderstorm. In my 22 years here, I've never seen that kind of water from thunderstorms. Hurricanes, yes, but in major hurricanes, you get warnings, such as Hurricane Ivan in 2004. You evacuate. You know, things might be flooded, but you wait till the water recedes to come back in. This event cropped up really, really quickly, and at some places, nearly 2 feet of rain fell in less than 2 days. There were just these relentless thunderstorms. They came in the night, so no one was really ready for the high water that came, and that's why so many people who might have otherwise evacuated had to be rescued when the water started rising.
And of course, as we mentioned earlier, the flooding came on the heels of the tornadoes that swept through the region earlier this week. Widespread destruction.
Yes, came right around the anniversary of that awful round of tornadoes 3 years ago, if you remember, where more than 300 people were killed. You know, this week, public officials are crediting new federal radar equipment for isolating the tornado risks and getting word out in time. More than 35 people did die, but some say it could have been worse given the scope of the destruction and the fact that there were 65 tornadoes that struck the region over the last few days. So cleanup, recovery now, where things stand, people are starting to try to dig out.
Well, I gather you have a little tape from Senator, U.S. Senator Roger Wicker down there.
We are convinced that hundreds of lives were saved by the early warning that these government programs provided to our citizens. In my view, this is government at its best.
And disaster aid is now starting to flow to folks in Mississippi and Arkansas, other states waiting for similar declarations.
Right. Well, Deb, thanks. Thanks. That was also U.S. Senator Roger Wicker of Mississippi. NPR's Debbie Elliott in Orange Beach, Alabama. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.